Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right, all right, all right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 218. If you're new here, what's up? Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Make sure to subscribe to the show here so that you don't miss any episodes that I've got coming your way. And if you've been listening for a while, maybe you've been listening for a couple of years now since episode number one, welcome back. Super appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I hear from so many of you guys that you guys will message me on Instagram or whatever, and you'll say, I just binged like 56 episodes of the podcast on a trip or whatever. That's amazing. I love it. Now, listening is great. Implementing, though, is what I want you to really do. Yes, of course, I want you to listen, but I want you implementing what you learn here on the show, because my goal for the podcast is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact, you can help more people, and thus have a better life in the process. That's what it's all about, right? So on today's show, I am talking messenger marketing, and it's been a while since we talked about messenger marketing. I mean, a full episode here on the show. We did a quick tip episode in the last episode about subscription messaging, which we are going to talk more about here today. And messenger marketing is a strategy I think is only going to become more important as a marketing channel going forward, which is why this episode here kicks off a mini series here in the podcast all about messenger marketing. So the next couple of episodes here, next few, this one, and then two more episodes all about messenger marketing. And I purposely waited to do some episodes about messenger marketing because I wanted to let the dust settle a bit this year. I felt like in 2018, the online space suddenly got inundated with messenger bot courses and shiny objects, and everybody was talking about it, and no one was doing it right. I mean, not no one, but very few people were doing it right, but yet they were out there teaching it and stuff like that. So I wanted to wait a little bit to see the state of messenger marketing here at the end of 2018, see how the dust settled a little bit. And I say that as I think messenger marketing is just really getting started. And 2019, as we're gonna be talking about here today, is gonna be, I think, a huge year for messenger marketing. And so to kick this off, the state of messenger marketing, as I was just talking about, there's 1.3 billion with a B, 1.3 billion Facebook Messenger users and 1.5 billion WhatsApp users, which Facebook also owns. Those are massive numbers, right? And those numbers are only growing. Here's some more stats for you. 10 billion messages are exchanged between people and businesses every single month. And these stats, by the way, are from Facebook. So 10 billion messages are exchanged between people and businesses every single month on Messenger. 78% of people using smartphones will message every month by the end of this year, by the end of 2018. 78% of people using smartphones are messaging every month by the end of this year. That's massive. That's huge growth. It's huge engagement. And Facebook has recently added WhatsApp as a destination in Ads Manager, meaning you can now run ads that start conversations with people in WhatsApp. And it was really only a matter of time before Facebook, you know, started monetizing WhatsApp. And I think the real balancing act, as Facebook well knows, and we all know as users of Facebook's platforms and so forth, is that they're going to have to balance a fine line, right, between continuing to allow it to be a great user experience while sort of melding in the advertising, you know, the monetization of these channels, and do it in such a way that they don't drive users away. So all this means there's huge opportunity with Messenger marketing, and it's only going to grow and become more mainstream as we move forward here. And so it's a really exciting time to get in to Messenger marketing if you're not there already. Now, as I'm going to talk about here coming up in a little while, if you're new to Facebook marketing, if you're new to marketing in general, and you're just, you know, getting your target audience down and learning what offers and putting your first funnel together, Messenger marketing is not where you should be starting. Okay. Everybody talks about it as like the sexy, shiny object. Everyone's like, ooh, Messenger marketing, which it is. Okay. But you should not start out with Messenger marketing. I'm going to talk more about that a little bit later on. So how does it compare to email marketing? You know, how does Messenger marketing compare when it comes to email marketing? Well, we have to remember that the average open rate for email is somewhere in the 15 to 30% range, right? So that means between 70 and 85% of the emails that we send out to our email list don't even get opened. And then of those that get opened, what, the click rate is maybe, what, 1 to 4% in there? But when it comes to Messenger, this is one of the massive opportunities that exists with Messenger. It's an amazing channel to reach your target customers and can give you huge open rates. I mean, we're talking like 80% plus for open rates. And then, and remember, 80%, now compare that to email, where we're in the 15 to 30%. And then click rates in Messenger messages, north of 50%. And for email, it's like 1 to 4%. So there's a huge delta there between email marketing and Messenger marketing. And we, you know, we've seen this consistently whenever we've done Messenger campaigns this year in 2018. Our open rates are huge. I think the lowest open rate we've ever gotten, I want to say, is like, I don't know, upper 60s or something like that. Most of them are in that 80% plus range, and the click rates are awesome. And so all this meaning, you got to be doing, again, if you're further along, if you understand the foundations of marketing in your business and you know how to speak to your target audience and what they need and all this other stuff, Messenger marketing really, really should be part of your marketing strategy, okay? Now, I'm not saying that email marketing is dead. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, we should absolutely be continuing to build our email list. But I also think that we should be building our Messenger list as well, right alongside it. So, okay, now that we've kind of, you know, established a foundation here for Messenger marketing, why use it in your business? Well, messaging on these platforms like Messenger and WhatsApp and so forth, this is a one-to-one conversation. Messaging is a one-to-one conversation rather than a one-to-many conversation, which after all is the foundation of marketing, right? Foundation of marketing is a one-on-one conversation. How can I help you solve a problem? Okay. Having a conversation with somebody so that you can connect with them and try to help them. That's what messaging allows you to do. And with so many people using Messenger, it's about having that conversation where they are. These people are already using, Messenger. Going back to the stats, 1.3 billion Facebook Messenger users and 1.5 billion WhatsApp users. Now, I'm just talking about Facebook messaging. You know, I'm not even talking about on the smartphones or whatever. I'm just talking about Facebook's properties here. So the numbers are massive. So people are there. Let's have a conversation with them where they are. I know, novel marketing idea, right? Having a conversation with people where they are, when it's the right time, the right at the right point, and so on. Okay. And so I look at messenger marketing as having a three-pronged approach. So like people say, like, well, where does messenger marketing fit into my overall marketing strategy? Well, branding and awareness. So it fits at the top of the funnel. It's also an amazing opportunity for customer service and also driving sales. So, you know, at different points of the funnel, messenger marketing is really, really effective. Okay, so let's start off there at the top of the funnel on the awareness side of your customer journey. So you can do things like introduce products or services and have conversations with your target audience right there in Messenger about your products or services. Again, you don't have to be necessarily selling something. I mean, yes, you're selling it, but it's more of a branding and awareness. You're letting them know about a product or service in your business. And I think this is where a huge opportunity with AR is going to add to the messenger experience. And so augmented reality is going to give the people the ability to engage with products, you know, on a three-dimensional level right there in Messenger. How cool is that? Everything's taking place right there within Messenger. Again, people are there anyway. Give them the opportunity to engage with your product or service. So that's on the awareness side at the top of the funnel. And then let's talk about customer service. Well, people want answers today to their questions fast. You know, it's about instant gratification. We were in, just as a stupid example, we were in a baby store yesterday. My wife and I were buying some little onesies with little mittens on them because we heard that the newborns kick off the little gloves, you know, so they don't scratch their face. And there was a customer in the store and we were at the checkout counter and they were asking the woman at the checkout counter, somebody came up and asked a question while we were standing there. And the woman said, no, we're all out of those, but we can order it. We can order it for you. It'll be to you in 7 to 10 business days. I was like, 7 to 10 business days in the day, in this day and age of Amazon, and we can get something in 2 hours, you know, 7 to 10 business days is an eternity, right? I wouldn't even order it myself. People want answers and they want instant gratification. They want answers fast. And Messenger is a great way to offer this kind of service to your target customers, okay? According to some research done by Facebook, 53% of people prefer shopping with businesses that they can message directly, okay? Also, among people surveyed who message businesses, the majority say that being able to message a business helps them feel more confident about the brand. Think about that. It's about connecting. It's about, is this business willing to speak to me, or available, I should say, to speak to me if I have a question or need? So what does all this mean? If you're a business not using Messenger to connect with your customers, you're missing a huge opportunity to serve them. Okay. If this is something where you have, you know, if you're a store or you're brick and mortar and, you know, you have hours that you want to let people know when you're available, or even if you're an online business and you want to let people know when you are available to speak to, well, you can do that. And you can let people know, hey, I'm available via Messenger, or my team's available via Messenger during these times. Okay. Because waiting long periods of time without any idea of how much longer the response is going to take, that is going to frustrate your potential customers, all right? Now, this is another area where I think AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be a really interesting development when it comes to messenger marketing, because you're going to be able to do things like offer personalized recommendations based on a very little bit of user input in interaction. And you can do that right now. I mean, you can do that with Messenger automation platforms like Opesta or ManyChat or ChatFuel or whatever. There's a lot of different platforms out there. We're going to talk more about Opesta here coming up. But, you know, AI is only getting, it's only expanding. It's only progressing. It's only getting smarter. It's only getting more developed. And I think messenger marketing is going to be a big area here where we're going to be able to take advantage of it when we're partnering with these companies to do our messenger marketing. So really, really cool stuff. Lots of opportunity there to leverage messenger marketing from a customer service perspective. And we can, again, we can automate all of this, right? We can ask people what types of questions that they have. And as I'm going to talk about here in a little while, this very much begins with planning before you set up any kind of automation. You know, you want to be thinking through, it's sort of like a if this, then that. So if they ask this question, or this, you know, it contains this sort of keyword, then you follow up with such and such type of message. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. And then let's talk about the sales and revenue side. So the lower part of the funnel. Messenger is awesome for lower part of the funnel because you can have those one-to-one conversations that drive purchase decisions. And more capabilities are rolling out as we speak. They've rolled out the second half of 2018 here that allow you to facilitate a purchase transaction right there within Messenger. Like, you don't have to leave Messenger to pay with your credit card, or, you know, for you to buy something. You can do it all within Messenger there. Okay. I'm going to share with you more again coming up here a little bit, one way that we are using Messenger ads in my business, and that it's at the very bottom of the funnel, like we're talking about, meaning retargeting people who have registered for a webinar, for example. They've then visited a sales page, but they haven't yet bought. And so we then show a Messenger ad to them that asks, hey, can we answer any questions for you? I have literally sold tens of thousands of dollars in revenue doing this strategy. And it's so very simple. And I love it because I get to talk directly to my target customers. And yes, I am on there myself. Now, of course, my team is on there helping me out, but I jump in there as well. And people are always like, oh, this isn't really Rick. I'm like, dude, it's me. What's up? How can I help you? And so I love it because I get to talk directly to my target customers, and I get to learn what their challenges are and where I can specifically help them. And so lower funnel Messenger ads, Messenger conversations are awesome. And I'm going to talk more about that here as we go along. Okay, so now let's talk about the different placements and the different types of Facebook Messenger ads, okay? We'll shift into that realm right now. There's three of them. And, well, there's three, but there's more, but there's three main ones. And this will make sense here in a minute, okay? The first one is click-to-messenger ads. This is what most people are thinking of when they're thinking of Messenger ads at this point. And essentially, click-to-messenger ads are Facebook, Instagram, or Messenger ads that send people into a Messenger conversation with you. So meaning, these are those ads that run in the newsfeed. They look like normal Facebook ads or Instagram ads. And then when people click on them, it opens up a conversation in Messenger. Okay, and these types of ads can be used for conversions and generate leads, for example. And we're going to talk a lot more about that coming up in the next episode, by the way, when I have Ethan Sigmund, who is the founder of Opesta, which is a messenger automation tool. But I especially love click-to-messenger ads for retargeting purposes, which I just talked about. And I'm going to talk more about here in a few minutes. So click-to-messenger ads. Those are the ones that we can set up. They look like just a normal newsfeed ad. And when people click on it, it starts a conversation right there in Messenger. Now, the second type of Messenger ad is what they call a sponsored message. And these sponsored messages, these are the ones that allow you to send targeted promotions or targeted messages directly to people in their Messenger inbox. So these are people who have already interacted with you on Messenger. Okay, so you can send messages directly to their inbox if they have messaged you. So here you would choose the messages objective in Ads Manager, and then you would choose sponsored messages at the ad set level. Okay. Now there's definitely some do's and don'ts here when it comes to sending messages directly to people's inbox. And I'm going to cover that here in just a minute. I'm opening up a lot of loops here for you, I feel like. I say something, I'm like, all right, we're going to talk about that coming up here. Stay tuned. And then the final type of placement or ad type is, this is more of a placement actually. So within Messenger, you can now show ads on the home screen of Messenger. You can show ads within the Messenger inbox, so somebody's Messenger inbox feed. And then also in Messenger stories, which is a new opportunity at the time I'm recording this episode here. And so as always, And as we've been talking about throughout the year here on the show, Facebook is iterating at a very fast pace, different ad types, okay? Because we've talked a lot about, you know, the whole ad load, if you will, where they've kind of reached that capacity from the number of ads that they want to be showing in the newsfeed to the number of users and so on. So they're looking for new and different ad types. And Messenger stories, very much like Instagram stories and Facebook stories, we can now show ads within Messenger stories. It's a new opportunity at the time of recording this, which is, where are we right now? Middle of November, middle to end of November. So that's another a new placement there. So just to recap real quick, the three different Messenger ad types and placements. Number one, click to Messenger ads. And we're going to talk more about that right now. Sponsored messages. So these are the ones where you're able to send messages right to somebody's inbox. And then the placements where you can show ads in the Messenger home screen, the Messenger inbox, so somebody's Messenger feed or inbox there, and then also in Messenger stories. So now what do you do with all these Messenger ad types and placements? Well, as I want to take you through some simple funnels that you can do, and we're not going to get too deeply into it. I want to give you some ideas here, lots of ideas here. And then, as I mentioned in the next episode, next week, we're going to get into some, we're going to break down some Messenger funnels with Ethan Sigmund from Opesta. Now, as I mentioned, we mainly use click to Messenger ads for lower funnel activities, like retargeting people who have registered for a webinar, for example. So they've registered, they visit our sales page, but they haven't yet purchased. And so we like to take those people, we have a custom audience of those people, so we're retargeting them, and we will show a Messenger ad asking them if we can answer any questions for you. And we just say something like, hey, you know, notice that you took some interest in, I don't know, FB Ad Manager, for example. Any questions that my team and I can answer for you, we're here for you. And in this strategy alone, I've sold tens of thousands of dollars in revenue doing this one strategy. And I mean, the budget, because it's the lower part of the funnel here and it's retargeting, the audience sizes aren't that big. And so I'm literally spending maybe a couple hundred dollars in doing this, and it's resulted in a whole lot of revenue. And the other reason I love doing this is because I get to talk directly to my target customers. I get to learn what their challenges are and where specifically that my team and I can help them, okay? So if you are gonna use a click-to-messenger ad, again, meaning it's gonna look like a normal ad in the newsfeed, and when somebody clicks on it, it's going to open the Messenger conversation. Make sure that you're clear in your ad copy that what's gonna happen when people click, okay? And so let them know that when they click on the ad, it's going to start a Messenger conversation with you. You don't want to freak them out. You don't want to freak, because, you know, so many people are, they think that they're expecting, like, I'm going to click an ad, I'm going to go to a landing page. Well, it's going to launch their Messenger, right? Or if they're on desktop, the little Messenger box is going to pop. And you don't want to freak them out, right? The Messenger inbox is still a very personal, sacred space. And so you got to be really careful of that. And so I recommend in your ad copy, if you're going to do an ad like this, just let them know that it's going to start a Messenger conversation right there, okay? And so from a Messenger ad perspective, from a click-to-Messenger ad perspective, this is where I recommend that you start, to begin conversations with people at the bottom of your funnel. Now, I'm going to share some top-of-funnel strategies here, or I should say middle-of-funnel strategies here in just a second, but if you're just getting started with Messenger ads, this is where I recommend that you start, at the bottom of your funnel. So for example, this could be people who registered for a webinar, they attended, but maybe they didn't buy. So again, these would be custom audiences that you would upload into Ads Manager and then retarget them with a Messenger ad. Maybe this is people who visited a purchase page but didn't buy. So maybe they've made it all the way through your sales funnel, they make it to the purchase page, but they don't purchase. And this could be whatever type of business that you have. This could be, you know, if you're doing selling a program, selling a course, selling a service, selling a product, whatever it is, people who visited a purchase page, but didn't buy, because you're creating custom audiences along the way, right? And so again, you're retargeting people who made it to the purchase page, but didn't buy. You could also retarget people who do, you know, added to cart, but they didn't complete the purchase. So you've got an audience of people who added to cart, but they didn't complete the purchase. So you can retarget them with a messenger ad. And the messenger ad could be a simple, maybe it's a discount code. Maybe it's a special coupon to complete that purchase. Or maybe it's a, hey, can I answer any questions for you? You know, again, this is all about having a one-to-one conversation with your target customer. This could be people who previously attended one of your events, for example. Maybe they've opted into your messenger list in the past, and now your goal is to get them to register for your next event. So you could be retargeting them with a messenger style ad. There's so many opportunities where one-to-one conversations can help your target customers complete a purchase. Okay. And I really want you to think about that. Like, where are the areas in your sales funnel? Or if you're running ads for a client in their sales funnels, where can you use messenger ads to help them take the next step in the sales funnel, where a one-to-one conversation is going to be really helpful to get them to complete that purchase or take the next step or book that call or whatever it is that you're trying to do. You can also do middle of funnel campaigns where you're building your email list. So say, for example, you know, you're offering discounts in exchange for an email address, where that entire transaction can take place within Messenger. So you can get people to register for a webinar. You can get people to download a PDF or a cheat sheet or a checklist. You can get people to, you know, download the discount in exchange for the email address. All of that can happen right within Messenger. You can deliver a video series right within Messenger. You can complete e-commerce transactions right within Messenger. So that's more lower funnel, but I'm talking middle of funnel on this one here. Whoops. Now, in the next episode, as I mentioned in our Messenger Marketing mini-series here in the podcast, we're going to break down some highly effective Messenger funnels that are that middle funnel, like getting people on your email list, for example, building your email list, building your Messenger subscriber list that you can model. So we're going to break down some really effective Messenger funnels that you can model in the next episode. Now, in addition to growing your Messenger subscriber list via Facebook ads, you also want to be growing it organically, right? And as I mentioned earlier, you want to be doing this in conjunction with your email list. You want to be growing your email list, but don't forget to be growing your Messenger list. We talked about this before as far as open rates and so on. Okay, so I want to give you some different ways that you can be building your Messenger subscriber list organically. The first way is to include your Messenger link in emails that you send out. Okay, you can ask people to message you for some sort of giveaway or to talk with you further or to, you know, download a PDF, whatever it might be. Include your Messenger link in emails that you send out. This is normal 101 type of marketing. If you have like a podcast episode to check out or in your email signature, you can include your Messenger link right there and have them connect with you right there within Messenger. So that's number one. Number two is you can use widgets and overlays on your website, your thank you pages after somebody opts in, for example. Okay, so you can have, you know, like when you go to rickmulready.com, in the bottom right hand corner, a little messenger box pops up and says, hey, how can I help you? That is connected directly to my team and me. And so when somebody starts a conversation with us there, they're being added to our messenger list when they start going back and forth with us. Okay, so you can use widgets and overlays on your website. You can use widgets on your thank you page. So after somebody opts in for a download or a cheat sheet or a coupon code or registers for a webinar, you can have a way for them to message you right there. You can check a box right there. And all of these widgets and overlays are available in tools like Opesta or ManyChat, for example. So they give you these tools to be able to integrate into your pages. Okay. You can also include a link or a button on your sales page, for example, so that people can message you with questions. So again, going back to the customer service aspect of leveraging Messenger. Okay. So that's three different ways right there. You can mention your Messenger link during podcasts, during videos, during any kind of content in your social media, any kind of content that you put out there, you should be letting people know how they can connect with you. And once you get them on your Messenger list, again, not only is it a great way for them to connect with you and for you to help them, but once they're on your list, which we're going to talk about here in a second, that's where you can start communicating with them on a regular basis. You can use Messenger as your customer service portal. Like, it could be your primary way that you service your customers. So that's another way, maybe on your website or on a specific page that you have set up. You can do the comment to messenger feature. Now, this is one that everyone loves because it's super cool. It for a while there, especially in, I want to say it was for the most part of second half of 2017, early part of 2018, this was a killer strategy where this is the one where you have a Facebook ad, or you have a regular post. Didn't have to be an ad necessarily, but you would say, you know, you'd have some copy there, and it would say, you know, put in the comments below, type in the word manager, and that the action of them typing that specific word, because you've set that word up previously in one of the tools, that comment, that tool, that word right there would trigger a message to pop up in Messenger. And then that can start an automated conversation, right? And you can give away a PDF, you can add them to your email list, all this other stuff. But it was all triggered by this whole, as they call it, comment to messenger. Now, what happened was, in the middle of 2018, in the middle of this year, Facebook changed up what they allowed for the comment to messenger sort of thing. Not specifically for that. But, you know, they said, you know, look, you can't do any kind of engagement baiting. And so part of that was you can't have people type in one word to increase the organic reach and all that, you know, and engagement and stuff like that. And so the point here, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, I've talked about this for, you know, several times here on the show. Basically, what you can still do comment to messenger, but technically you cannot do it with just using one word. You can ask a question and have them, you know, respond with their answer in the comments below the post, in the bottom of the post there, which their answer can trigger the messenger pop up there, but it can't be just one word, right? And the reason for that is you know, several different reasons there. Number one, again, Facebook doesn't want to create, you know, an opportunity to sort of bait this engagement, basically. They want more information. Like, one word that people are answering in the comments is not helping the algorithm learn about Facebook's users. Because remember, the more data that Facebook has, the more that it can serve relevant content, and it helps the newsfeed algorithm and all that stuff. So comment to messenger is absolutely still a great strategy. You just can't do it with the one word answer anymore. Okay. So you can ask a question, hey, what was the most helpful thing that you saw in this, or whatever it might be, you know, but it's you can do a phrase or have them comment with an entire answer. We're not talking like paragraphs here, but it just can't be one word. Okay. So those are some different ways that you can be organically building your messenger list, and you absolutely should be doing it in this day and age. Okay. And again, in conjunction with growing your email list, also be building your messenger list. Now, once people are on your messenger list, this is where the automation gets fun. You know, the whole bot sort of term, this is where it comes in. Because once people are on your messenger list, this is where you can start messaging them and the automation really comes in. And that's where, you know, a platform like Opesta is super helpful. Okay. You can set up personalized automated conversations with people on your messenger list to give them value, you know, to give them content, to be helpful to them. And also, you're using these interactions, this one-to-one conversation, to move them further along your customer journey, okay? For example, when people visit your website, you can begin a conversation with them right away. That's automated. In fact, an entire sales conversation can be personalized and happen right there within the message right there on your website. You know who does a really good job of this? Is Eric Sue over at singlegrain.com. So Eric does some really good work there at Single Grain. And if you go to singlegrain.com, they have a message there that pops up. And there's a video of Eric talking right there within the message. And he's asking, how can I best help you? Really, really good usage of messenger marketing right there from a customer service perspective. And you're there to add value, right? And it's you're trying to get personalized help, because you are giving people options of, hey, how can I best help you? Select here. And then it starts an automated sequence there. Okay. Now, when it comes to messaging people on our list, This is where I see most people doing it wrong with messenger marketing. And I see a lot of people who are quote unquote big names online doing it. I just cringe when I see their stuff because I get their messages and I'm like, oh man, what are you doing? What are you doing? So we have to remember, like, first and foremost, this should be like the main, if you take nothing away from this episode here, this is what I want you to take away. Messenger marketing, my friends, is permission-based marketing. This is not push. Okay. Your audience is initiating the conversation with you. You are not pushing messages out to them. Now, what I mean by that is you're not constantly selling to them. Okay. Yes, you are pushing messages out to them in a way to send them information, but you are getting their permission to continue the conversation. You're asking them if they want to hear more. Okay. Seth Godin in his book Permission Marketing, we're going to leave this one in here. This Seth Godin, the author of Permission Marketing, let's try this one again. Let's leave this in here, Matt. Matt is my editor. Seth Godin, who is the author of the book Permission Marketing, says one way to sell a consumer something in the future is simply to get his or her permission in advance. That's exactly one huge benefit of messenger marketing, okay? Messenger marketing is permission-based marketing. Also, some of these are going through, I'm going through some do's and don'ts right now, and we're in the do's, okay? The next thing here, in addition to permission-based marketing, always give people the option to unsubscribe, okay? Ask them yes, do they want the information? Ask them, give them the opportunity to say no. Also, give them the opportunity to unsubscribe if they no longer want to receive your messages. Again, this goes back to permission-based marketing. Always give people the option to unsubscribe. The conversation that you're having with people when you're reaching out to them on your messenger list should really focus on your giving value, okay? Again, with your audience's permission, and focus on creating friendly and natural conversations with them. Now, this people often ask me when it comes to this, how do you try and make your messenger bot not spammy or feel like a bot? Now, the term bot in and of itself feels very fake, right? It doesn't feel very natural or very, you know, very human. It's opposite of human, right? So how do we do this? How do we create an experience that feels good, that feels personalized, that feels human? Well, what I like to do is I like to call it right out. I like to say something, I like to call it my Rick bot. And I'll say, if we're sending an automated message, I'll say something like, hey, this is the Rick bot, and then go into my message. Because most people at this point don't really think it's you, which we want to be, you know, we want to do things in integrity. You know, don't ever set up automation and say, this is actually you, right? So I like to say, hey, this is the Rick bot. And then I'll go into my message. And what I find when I do that, it lets their guard down right away. They're like, oh, okay, I'm talking to, you know, this is automation here. But when the automation is helpful, you know, I find that they don't mind that. Now, with that, we are very quick to, if somebody, we're monitoring these messages, right? So if somebody needs somebody from my team to jump in and continue that conversation, that's what's going to happen. So the idea is to move from automation to a human as quickly as possible, if possible. Okay, so think about that in your business. You want to be automating as much as possible, but at the same time, do you have people on your team who are available to jump in if necessary and have that human one-to-one conversation, okay? So in addition to me calling out, you know, saying this is the Rick bot and how do we make messenger bot not spammy or feel like a bot, it really is about being conversational, okay? Think about how people engage with each other on Messenger. It's very conversational, maybe some slang thrown in there, maybe some emojis, okay? And this is really where it comes down to knowing your target audience and speaking to them in that way. In how, you know, if you know your target audience, you should be knowing how to speak with them. And so messenger conversations are going to be a little bit, you know, not as formal, right? Very conversational. So think of it that way. Also think of it like, if this, then that. So here's what I mean by that. if somebody types in a specific thing, then you want to be ready with a response that is relevant to whatever they're typing in. Well, this is really where it's helpful to map this out beforehand. You know, it's kind of like a, it's almost like a decision tree sort of thing, or a sales funnel, where it's like, all right, if they take this action, then do this. Or if they, you know, if they say this, then do this. So think of it like that. If this, then that. So those are the big do's that I want you to think about when you're thinking about and considering your messenger marketing strategy. Now, let's get into the don'ts. I get all fired up about the don'ts. Number one, messenger marketing is not the solution for a broken marketing funnel. It does not solve if you don't understand your customer or your customer journey in your business, or maybe you're running your clients' ads. If you don't understand those things, messenger marketing is not going to solve those problems. I'm on a soapbox about this one. I'll never, like, I have so many conversations with people and they're talking about their funnel doesn't work and, you know, they're not making any sales. And when we start diving into it, they're like, oh, well, I want to learn messenger bots. I want to learn messenger ads. And I'm like, whoa, 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 let's slow your roll here. Okay. Let's get our marketing fundamentals down first before we start doing any kind of messenger marketing where we get into automation and setting all this stuff up. Okay. So my friends, messenger marketing is not the solution for a broken marketing funnel. In fact, if you're just starting out with Facebook ads, I do not recommend jumping right into messenger ads. I think you should start off with the basics first. Get the basics down, learn your customer journey, learn your target audience, learn what kind of offers that, you know, that you can put in front of them that are relevant to them, that are solving their problems. And then once you start to get some success there, then you can start to introduce some messenger marketing. I know that messenger marketing, I know that people are, some of you guys are, you're driving right now and you're like, Rick, come on, man, that's no fun. But trust me on this one, get your fundamentals down first, get a funnel that works, and then start to introduce messenger marketing, okay? I know that's not going to be a popular opinion, but I just see it so many times that people, they're just starting out and they're looking for the they're looking for the magic pill, right? They're looking for the magic solution. And if they think that messenger marketing is that special solution, well, it's not. It's not going to solve a broken funnel, okay? All right, I'll get off my soapbox now. The next don't here is please don't spam your messenger subscribers, okay? Remember, it's permission-based marketing. I did a poll in a Facebook group, I want to say it was earlier this year, and I asked them what they thought about messenger marketing, and there was tens of thousands of people in this Facebook group. I asked them what they thought about messenger marketing and about getting, you know, messenger, you know, messages from messenger bots and so forth. And every single one of them, they didn't like it. And I asked them why they didn't like it. And they said it was annoying and intrusive. And I said, well, you know, what types of messages are you getting? How are the messages? Are they helpful? And they're like, no, they're always just selling stuff to me and just pushing stuff. Bam, right there. Okay. When we approach it from a permission-based marketing angle and thinking about it, how can I add value to our to my subscribers without pushing crazy stuff to them all the time and not spamming them? It becomes a much better experience for our users. And I think this right here is the biggest threat to messenger marketing, is people just doing it, like just not thinking it through, not thinking about the user experience, and just spamming the crap out of their message, their subscribers. And I think that they're just going to turn people off. Now, do I think it's going to kill messenger marketing? No, I'm not saying that. But I just think it could slow down the growth of, you know, smart, strategic messenger marketing opportunities, okay? Because people are just going to get turned off from it. And we've got to keep it a great experience. We got to be smart about how we do this stuff, okay? The next don't. You don't have to do all possible messenger strategies at once, okay? So I've thrown a bunch at you today. In the next episode, we're going to dive into a whole bunch of funnels with Ethan Sigmund. In the episode after that, we're going to talk about how a local business is using messenger marketing. So we're going to throw a lot. I'm throwing a lot of different things at you over the next, you know, several episodes here. You don't have to do them all at once. Focus on doing one strategy, one messenger strategy, and get good at that. And then you can start adding more on top of that. And if you're saying, well, Rick, where should I start? I would start what I was talking about earlier. I would start by doing, you know, messenger ads at the bottom of your funnel, retargeting people who didn't take an action that you want them to take. And that's really helpful for when, you know, you've got a higher ticket item, higher ticket course or an event or a product, whatever it is, and that a, you know, a one-to-one conversation can be helpful to move them towards the sale. Okay. So don't think you have to do all the possible messenger strategies at once. Focus on doing one thing well and then add more on top of that. And finally, just to kind of wrap up the do's and don'ts section here, is just learn and test, okay? Start small and then build from there. That's really what this is about. Again, this kind of goes back to, you know, you don't have to do all the messenger tactics and strategies at once. Focus on doing one thing well, then add more on top of that and just have fun with it. This is a learning and testing, just like everything we talk about here on the podcast. You know, I'm always saying always be testing. No different here with messenger marketing. Start small, build from there, learn, have fun, and just keep testing. Just keep building off of that. Now, when it comes to sending messages to people, and I talked about this in the previous quick tip episode about non-promotional subscription messages. And I talked about this whole thing that it's called the 24 plus one rule. It's kind of a term that gets thrown around a lot describing when you use messenger marketing. It's really important. I want to kind of talk about this in the sort of right after the do's and don'ts section here. So when we are messaging people on our messenger list, okay, there are some rules to this that Facebook has put in place. So when using messenger marketing, you've got 24 hours from when a user either opts in to receive messaging from you or interacts with your messenger message, okay? During that 24-hour window, you can send unlimited updates, promotional and non-promotional messages to those people, okay? Unlimited. You can send promos, hey, go buy my stuff, you know, sale going on, coupon code, whatever it might be. After those 24 hours, though, you can still send unlimited non-promotional updates, but then you can only do one promotional follow-up. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. After the 24 hours, you can send unlimited non-promotional updates and then one promotional follow-up. That's why it's called the 24 plus one rule. Now, there's also something called non-promotional subscription messages. And again, I'm talking about this here in this episode again because it's super relevant to the overall episode. But I did break this down in the previous episode as well, in the previous quick tip episode where we talked about this as well. Okay, so the non-promotional subscription messages, these can be sent by businesses that have been approved by Facebook for subscription messaging. And subscription messaging gives you the ability to send regular content to a person on your messenger list. Okay. Now, if you do this again, you've got to inform them. You got to give them the option to unsubscribe if they so desire. Now, when it comes to these subscription messages, they cannot contain promotions or ads, but you can send them anytime you want, regardless of your messenger subscriber's activity level. Okay. And it's this subscription messaging that you now need to get approval for starting on January 1st, 2019. Up to this point, if you were using a messenger tool like Opesta or ManyChat, that tool is the one that had to be approved by Facebook. Now, Facebook is changing that approval process down to the business page level. So your page itself has to get approved for subscription messaging. Okay. Now, the cool thing is it's not hard to get approved for subscription messaging. And I recommend getting the approval even if you're not currently using Messenger. Maybe this is something you're going to hear this episode right now and you're like, holy cow, Rick's inspired me. I'm going to do messenger marketing in 2019. Okay, cool. Get the approval now. It's better to have the approval now and then, you know, and have it. And then you want to start marketing with Messenger later on, then you want to start later on and you don't have it. You need it. So get it now. Okay. I have heard that some people have had to submit multiple times their request. So if that happens to you, don't worry. If you don't get approved the first time, just keep submitting. Okay. It's not a black mark on your account or anything like that, from my understanding. Just go ahead and keep trying to get that approval. Okay. So this is really important, guys. If you are going to be doing any kind of messenger marketing in 2019, you need to do this. So here's how to request that approval. So go to your business page, and then in the upper right-hand corner, go to click on settings. And then once that page loads, there's going to be a left-hand column of a whole bunch of options there. Click on Messenger Platform, and then you're going to scroll down that. There's going to be some, that page will pop up. And then under the Advanced Messaging Features, you want to click the, or you want to check, it's going to say Subscription Messaging and Info About People. It's the subscription messaging that you are concerned with here. That's what you want. Now, there's a little button next, a little radial button. If it's lit up green next to subscription messaging, thumbs up. You don't have to do anything. You're good to go. If it's not lit up, like mine was not lit up, there's a little request link right there. You click that request link. That is going to bring up a subscription, like a request form right there. And the first thing you'll need to do is it's going to give you three different options to, it says, describe how your page will use the subscription messaging feature. And it gives you three different options: news, productivity, or personal tracking. I don't know where they came up with these three categories, but whatever. For news, it says informs people about recent or important events or information in categories including, but not limited to, sports, finance, business, real estate, weather, traffic, politics, government, nonprofit organizations, religion, celebrities, and entertainment. That's the news feature. Productivity, it says, helps people manage their personal productivity with tasks that include, but aren't limited to, managing calendar events, receiving reminders, and paying bills. And there's personal tracking, enables people to receive and monitor data about themselves in categories that include, but are not limited to, fitness, health, wellness, and finance. So you choose which of those options best represents your business and how you're going to be using Messenger. The next field, it says provide additional details. Describe the kind of messages you will send and how often you will send them. So pretty self-explanatory there. What kind of message are you sending and how often are you going to be sending them? Are they periodic? Are they daily? Are they weekly? Just let Facebook know there. And the final section here, it says give examples of messages that your page will send. And they're asking for two different examples. They also give you an example that would work, like, yes, this is a good example. And then they give you another example that it says, no, you can't use this type of thing. So the one that says does provide helpful information, it says travel advisory for Northeast winter weather. Scheduled flight service may be disrupted. Check the website for details. So they're saying that kind of message is okay. So you could do a message that's similar to that. The one that they are saying no go on, it says flights to Hawaii as low as $499 round trip. What are you waiting for? So a promotional message right there. Okay. So you can't do that type of one. So you just fill in the examples there. And then the very bottom of the page, you have to click a checkbox that says, I confirm this page won't use subscription messaging to send ads or promotional messages and will follow Messenger policies and Facebook community standards. So once you do that, you click on save draft and then you click on submit to Facebook. Okay. And then they say it's about 5 business days before they'll get back to you. I think at this time of year, it's probably going to take a little bit longer, but just keep an eye on it there. Okay. So the Messenger subscription setting here is really important if you want to be doing Messenger marketing in 2019. Basically, I think Facebook is doing this to keep a better tab, you know, like that whole transparency and data and privacy and all that stuff. I think they're doing it to have a closer tab on what people are doing and how people are using Messenger, as opposed to, you know, having the approval at the tool, the platform level. Okay. So really important. I'll have screenshots for you in the show notes for today's episode as well, rickmulready.com. And then click on podcast and you'll see this episode right there. I'll have screenshots there for how you do this. So super, super important to make sure that you do this by the end of the year. Now, my understanding is if you do not do it by the end of the year, and you try to send messages, you're not going to be able to. But my understanding, and I honestly don't know this 100%, but my understanding is that you will still be able to request it, okay? Because, you know, for new pages coming on, new pages being created in Facebook, you'll be able to request it as well. Whew. All right. That's a lot, right? We've just covered a lot, almost an hour's worth of messenger marketing, sort of the foundation, sort of the state of messenger marketing, how you should be using it, the different ways that you can be doing Facebook ads with it, different ways to increase your messenger subscriber list organically, also with Facebook ads, talking about different funnels, do's and don'ts. You know, those are really things. If you take nothing else out of today's episode, you know, permission-based marketing, be conversational. You know, don't be a jerk. Don't be spammy. All right. Don't ruin it for everybody else who's trying to do a good job with this. There's massive opportunity here, guys, with messenger marketing if you're doing it right. I mean, just solely from a customer service perspective and to be able to serve your customers and also to retarget them in the lower part of the funnel to give that one-to-one contact and one-to-one connection to be there for people and to help them make decisions on what best to do and products and services that you offer. So again, if you're just starting out, I would get the fundamentals of your marketing down first and then move into it. Start small, play around with it, test different things, have fun with it. Again, don't try to do all these different strategies at once and funnels and all this stuff. Focus on one thing. Okay, I'm going to try this one thing. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to get good at that. And then I'm going to move on to the next thing, right? Messenger marketing, guys, is only going to mature and become more mainstream in 2019. And this is your opportunity to get in now, do things the right way, and make meaningful connections with your audience. Keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.